Blog Talk Radio.
Divine peace and serenity.
understanding, and tranquility. You are now tuned in live and in archive to the Divine Prince, Ty Emeka, live from New Orleans, Louisiana, on Blog Talk Radio, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, and revolutionary, from a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective. Understanding that all is indeed a blessing, if you can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is indeed my constant prayer, my mantra and affirmation, reverberation, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, teaching, walk, and works along this hoodoo obey a life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in this earth plane dimension, and the place from where I begin to realize and crystallize all endeavors. Understanding that I alone co-create and create my divine destiny, and I alone co-create and create my divine reality. And so it is, Ashe. Today is Wednesday, May 5th, Cinco de Mayo in many parts of the world, a day of great celebration, but also we are sharing an Aries lunation with the moon in Aquarius in its disseminating phase, and the sun in Taurus. In a phrase, we are caught between a ram and a bull at a source of water as we continue our extended Mercury retrograde period from April 18th to May 11th. Keeping in mind that this year of Ishu Legba and the ancestors, that Papa Legba is the guardian of crossroads and the divine messenger, Mercury. Utilizing the benefits of this cosmic open door requires third eye awareness and consciousness evolution above the ground, above base levels, above the first, second, and third chakra, but at a higher frequency, a higher tone, a higher note, a greater vibration. Above that which you think you see and comprehend on the surface level. We are living in a time of great illusion, masking, parading, perpetrating. This requires our best and highest octaves and vibrations at a time when we are being fed the constant drumming of ingratitude, inhumanity, denial, and attachment. Indeed, for those who have ears to hear and eyes to see, we are in a great time of coming together and manifesting power and energy for our highest good, if we would only do so. This is a time of pouring out and manifestation. Now continue to hold off on signing major contracts and documents that could jeopardize your business and professional activities until the Mercury retrograde passes on the 11th. The moon now in Aquarius in a flowing trine with Venus in Gemini appears to brighten hopes for success and getting out of ruts. But for more honorary individuals, the ram and the bull right now only tend to make you that much more aggressive and blind to realities. And those of you who have that energy present in your life, you need to be on the lookout right now, because people are not responding rationally. Protecting your assets and investments is very crucial right now. Strive to cut through obstacles and frustrations that may be halting your forward process. And above all, look to the higher chakras, the higher frequencies, that which is greater than what we see before our eyes, that which is spiritual. While it would be nice to find a way to protect ourselves from all that's happening right now, the reality is it's happening, and it's happening all around us. It's happening in earth changes. It's happening in relationship changes, corporate changes, business changes. All manner of communications are affected, as Legba, Mercury in retrograde, is the divine messenger. So communications are not quite clear right now, particularly following 72 hours containing a lot of solar systematic mayhem compressed into 14 difficult celestial alignments and an extended Mercury retrograde. Be on notice for coming earthquakes, tornadoes, and volcanic eruptions. But also be on the lookout to have your faith tested, your belief and understanding tested. The reality is religion and spirituality is big business and social pimping right now. Fame and fortune for the one and their family on the hopes and dreams of hundreds, thousands, and the masses. It is on television, it is on radio, the internet, billboards, spirituality and religion in its various persuasive forms. People want to feel connected right now. They're seeking connectedness from a position of wherever they are. So if you are living in your lower range, in your first and second chakras, then you are seeking from your first and second chakras, which only limits your potential manifestation. It's a difficult message. It's one that needs to be told, must be told, and is being told. There are quite a few battles going on right now. Just, you know, on blogs and Facebook right now over various so-called religious and spiritual topics. And it's just interesting to me how little it takes to really bring out the venom in so-called religious and spiritual people. And understand, when I say religious and spiritual, I'm talking about Jews, I'm talking about Christians, I'm talking about Muslims, I'm talking about E5 practitioners, Santeria, Lacombe, 5%ers, so-called black consciousness folk. I'm talking about all of you. It's just amazing how we show who we really are when we think we're not being observed, or we think we're being observed in a very controlled environment. You know, we put our little blocks on our page and we allow who we think is going to agree with us in, and then the first day you share from the heart, from truth, but from spirit, and just step back, you are often reminded that we're in a battle. We're in a spiritual battle right now. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. And I, Tychicus, Ishu Tariri, a faithful minister, shall reveal to you all things. The tools necessary for the doing are still masked behind a veil. Consciousness and the discussion of consciousness at whatever level, whatever doctrine, whatever path, I'm not singling out one. While the struggle of just living continues, and the tools necessary for the doing of living, again, are still masked and hidden behind a veil. And the evidence of that is all around us. All around us. I'm alarmed in New Orleans. I'm alarmed in Memphis. I'm alarmed in Chicago, in D.C., at all these cities where there's just a isolated, separated community of just poverty, grief, murder, and mayhem. And these communities typically have the most churches in it, have the most mosque in them, have the most religious so-called, quote-unquote, I'm crinkling my fingers, religious institutions in them. And we are in denial of that. If it doesn't make your flesh crawl, you're in denial. If you're not asking why, you're in denial. There's a connection to these things. Now, I've been told, you know, some people, they don't want to see the connection. They don't want to understand. They feel as though, you know, they got enough. They're feeding, they're trying to feed their families and get by. But, you know, that's the very, you're throwing the baby out with the bathwater. You know, the very point of contact with that which we need to survive here is the very thing that is most veiled in our society, or most lied about, or most perpetrated about. And it comes back to spirituality and religion. Now, you may not agree with me right now, but if you would continue on with me and just listen, you might understand my connection. We live in a sensationalized culture. The more sensational and tantalizing, salacious, the more attention generally given for a moment or a season, and then we're on to the next thing. The tragedy of that is we are being programmed at the same time. We are being dulled to not see, to not believe your lying eyes, as the joke goes. You know, who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes? This is what our pastors are telling us. This is what our ministers are telling us. This is what our politicians are telling us. Our presidents, our leaders are telling us, while they continue to advance and our communities continue to decay away. For those who pay attention and calculate, they understand that there is a timing and a season to all things. Professional marketers know this. Professional real estate vultures know this. This is why they allow certain communities to stay as they are. Anyone who's trying to do anything eventually is forced out, chooses to leave, you know, for whatever reason, and there's no judgment in that. I don't have children, but if I did, I might, you know, really consider what communities I move into. Not that I do not as a single individual, but I think as a single individual and a man, I have a different safety and security sense than maybe a single parent, male or female, grandparent with children who might be in a neighborhood where, you know, there's a murder every 2 weeks, you know, for just absolutely no reason whatsoever. And they no longer care who's affected. Women, children, elderly, it doesn't matter, handicapped. We're in a war. We're in a battle. By the time you have gotten over the hype, as it were, going back to what professional marketers understand, and you realize the true value of a product or a situation, they have already made a few million dollars and moved on to the next thing. Sometimes they do this off of something that may appear to be something you think you might need. You know, a new product, a new medication, you know, this is going to change your life, this is going to make you sexy, this is going to make you rich, this is going to make you popular. But oftentimes, they're hinting at something much, much deeper, much, much more veiled. And this is why professional marketeers, media persons, media outlets, sales, they make so much dirty money. The same can be said far too often in spirituality and religion as well. By the time your real eyes remember, by the time you realize and remember that he is just a man and should be examined as should all men, they have made $1 million and created a comfortable life for themselves and their family. Having grown up in the church, many of you know I'm a former minister of music, minister and administrator of music. I saw, heard, and experienced quite a bit of the inner workings of the so-called church community at many levels and systems from the inside. Both my parents, ministers, family minister, members who are ministers and major players in the realm of spirituality. Just a quick glance over my Facebook. Some of you recognize some of the people there as major players in the religion community. I have seen and experienced much of the joys and pains of organized religion at all levels and with many doctrines. I want to apologize to those in the chat room. I wasn't ignoring you. I wasn't aware that there was an issue with the volume. I'm not exactly sure what I can do on this end to fix that other than try and maybe speak up a little louder. I may even at some point in the show during my break change phones. That may be an issue as well. But I appreciate your being with us and present. Peace and blessings, Zerikon. Selah, the storyteller, divine peace, joy, and prosperity. Alafia, Ogun, Vincent, peace and blessings. Thank you for being with us. Fire Witch, divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. And all our guests in the chat room, those listening at the various radio players, please do remember to click the little red heart on the radio player. Mark me as a favorite. This will give you the opportunity to be aware of my coming shows, topics, guests. And I do have some very powerful and exciting guests lined up and coming soon. So you will be see some changes to my main Blog Talk Radio profile. I've taken some photos off to make room for new ones. I have a very interesting YouTube video, music video on my page right now. You might want to check that out. So please do click the little red heart and mark us as a favorite. The Divine Prince live from New Orleans on Blog Talk Radio as well as Hoodoo Central. And this will keep you abreast of coming show topics, events, and guests. If indeed there is a problem with the audio, anyone present, just feel free to send me a private message here in Blog Talk Radio or through Facebook, and I will try and see what I can do to remedy the situation. I would also like to greet those of you who are present on the phone lines. Our telephone lines are area code 347-215-8967. Area code 347-215-8967. Area code 347-215-8967. If you would like to listen, please feel free to call that number. But if you also have a question, comment, please do remember to press the number one on your telephone keypad. This will alert us that there is a caller in queue, and I will address your question, comment, or concern at my earliest convenience in the show. So again, thank each and every one of you for being present. Divine blessings, Selah, the storyteller. I appreciate that message from you. Thank you. And again, if there is an issue with the audio, just please feel free to let me know. As Zerikon and those of you who also do a Block Talk Radio show know, there's a lot going on here. Excuse me, managing the switchboard and the chat. I also have my show notes, so I have about 9 windows open right now, so I could very easily miss something. So, again, if there's something I should be alerted to, just send me a private message or go to Facebook and send me a message through Facebook, because Facebook, as you know now, is connected to AIM AOL, and it makes a little bit more noise, and it flashes a little bit more, and I can tell when someone is trying to get my attention and still be able to maintain the show. At Peace 71, divine greetings and salutations to you and yours. Thank you so much for being present with us. We greatly appreciate it. Sherald Hartfield, thank you so much for taking the time out of your schedule to be here with the Divine Prince, live from New Orleans, here on Block Talk Radio. Indeed, we are humbled and honored by each and every one of your presence, each and every time, each and every show, because truly there's an overwhelming amount of information and entertainment going on the Internet, and I understand that you could be anywhere else right now. So I'm always honored when people stop by and give their peace and blessings and enjoy the show with us. I'm going to take a quick musical break, and then I will come back with more of the Divine Prince live and in archive here on Block Talk Radio each and every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. U.S. Central Time here on Block Talk Radio. And I will be continuing our discussion tonight, dealing with the realities of spiritual enlightenment and evolution, social isolation, fakery and deception, just to name a few, vampires, succubus, incubus, werewolves, shapeshifters, and all manner of jinn, which specifically harbor within religion and spirituality for very specific reasons. So I will be forward momentarily. Divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. Ashe.
Azunke parin legba he, azunke, azunke parin legba he, parin legba men la jan kase wosho, azunke vale le parin vodou legba,
azunke parin legba
he, azunke.
Yambalu wa Tiago,
Again, thank each and every one of you for being present with me here, the Divine Prince, live and in archive from New Orleans here on Blog Talk Radio. Area code 661, thank you so much for being present and with us on the line. And remember that at any time you do have a question or comment, just press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me and I will open your mic. And to all my listening audience, my telephone number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967, each and every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time here on Block Talk Radio. My call-in number is open and live for 2 hours, area code 347-215-8967, each and every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time. And again, press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert us at the switchboard that there is a caller in queue. No, Zerikon, the Mercury retrograde will last until May 11th. It is an extended and unusually long and extended Mercury retrograde, so it is affecting people at many levels, particularly with energy and communication. But no, it began April 18th, and it will not end until May 11th. So please keep that at the forefront. People tend to beat themselves up during these long extended periods. You know, you begin to think, well, maybe it's me, maybe I'm just being lazy, or maybe, you know. No, it's not you. Trust me, it's not you. It's the Mercury retrograde. And, yes, computers, all those things are affected by Mercury. Mercury in Voodoo, Ifa, Santeria is Papa Legba. Papa Legba stands at the doorway. He can open doors. He can close doors. He can break down communications. He can increase benefit communications. And as Papa Say was explaining in his show Sunday night, it's not just a matter of being the divine trickster, as it were, but there's always some more profound, deeper power and gift latent in these opportunities if we can just swim through all the muck that is the retrograde and all the things that we look at as being negative. Yeah, Block Talk has been off. Facebook chat was down most of the day, which for the Queen Mother and I is a real issue. We generally cannot get through our day unless we are in almost constant communication, even though, well, probably more so because we are in separate cities right now. And she is my other half. So, chat was down almost all day on Facebook. Even Twitter, I couldn't get in and out of Twitter several times today. And, again, not to alarm anybody, but we have about six more days before the retrograde is completely over. So this is clearly, definitely a time to tap your higher inner reserves, purification, cleansing, sweet baths, cleansing baths. If you live near natural water, go to the river, go to the lake. Do it every day if you can. It is humid and scorching warm here in New Orleans, so it just makes it that much more inviting. And, of course, as many of you know, we live on a sponge and are surrounded by water. So I have access to the bayou, to the marsh, to the swamp, to the lake, to the river, and even the ocean if I want to drive a little bit. So, this is a time for cleansing. And if you don't have that access, go to your Whole Foods, go to your health store, get you some sea salt, and turn your bathtub into a cleansing center. Utilize your blue and your white candles. Add that sea salt, Epsom salt to your water, and soak away the energy, particularly those of you who are spiritual practitioners. And that is a great segue back into the nature of the show tonight. There is a serious lacking in the spiritual community right now. And those of us, again, who are practitioners, we see it. Almost 90% of my calls are for what I consider to be very surface needs. You know, it would be really nice if we all could be rich. It could be really nice if we were all in love, you know, and had the, you know, perfect mate, whoever the perfect mate, you know, is to you. But to do that, or to want that and to desire that to the detriment of your ability to grow spiritually and magically, it's almost like throwing the baby out with the bathwater, you know, cutting your nose off to spite your faith. The very thing that fuels our happiness, that fuels our ability to manifest, to tap divine spirit and manifestation, is the very thing that is often neglected in our culture, or at best dealt with in a very superficial way, you know. And that's very important, because as we continue to move forward towards 2012, and whatever your understanding and opinion is of what is about to happen, what doorway we are entering, it's very clear we have already entered a doorway. Tsunamis and earthquakes and now this disastrous oil situation that's going on here in the Gulf, you know, are all clear signs. And many generations, I'm sure, since before the perpetration of the Bible, have thought they lived in the last days, but there's really no other time in written history that can mirror all the things that are swirling around us right now that could just implode. And for that reason alone, there would be a energy present that would lull people to a sleep or to a state of denial just because the realities are just great and grave. I have seen and experienced much of the joys and pains of organized religious structures and thought on many levels. As you know, I was a former minister of music. I was playing the piano, singing, directing choirs, writing songs for choirs at 6 and 7 years old. My mother is a former music teacher and is still a active evangelical minister in the Christian church. My father, who I haven't had some communication with in some time, but I believe he still is also, Bishop Larry Trotter is my first cousin by marriage. I have very prominent religious figures in my family. So for those Christians and Muslims and Jews and whomever who listen to the show, not really because they enjoy my show, but, you know, sort of want to spy on me and you think I don't know the word and you think all I need is just to be exposed. I've been exposed. I've probably been exposed at a level that right now I can't even find words for. So that is clearly not the case. I can recite Quran. I can recite scripture with the best of them. And I make a concerted effort at this period in my life not to do so, because I find that it often only further confuses people. On the one hand, you have those who sense this glimmer of hope that there's still opportunity that I might come back to the church. That's just not going to happen. There's just too much water under the bridge for that, as well as my eyes are just too open to ever return to that. And if I did, it would only be a perpetration. And far too many professional, and I'm being very careful with my words, professional churchgoers, your soloists, your musicians, your choir directors, those positions in the church that typically come with a paycheck, you have to really begin to look at, you know, and that includes the pastor, the bishop, the minister. Is this a job for them? Is this a career choice? Or are they truly living out a spiritual manifestation of what's going on the inside? The spirituality pimp, the vampire and werewolves, shapeshifters, incubus, succubus within religion and spirituality and so-called conscious communities are often the most vocal, the most visible, and to the fault, you know, to the point of if I can scream so loud, if I can put so much light on this, then maybe you won't see that. And I've seen it at a personal level. Again, I'm trying very hard not to single out any particular person, individual, doctrine, church. Those who know me know I've been involved with many, so that alone makes it a little more complicated in trying to figure out any specifics. But for those of you who are new to this, it's far too complicated. Don't, you know, it'll be in the book. Don't try and work too much into that. Just hear what I'm trying to say and share right now from spirit, as it is all around us. People are upset about religion, from Arabs and terrorists to homegrown terrorists to right-wingers, Tea Partiers. You know, religion is a source of great contention on the planet right now, but it's also a source of great wealth, prosperity, popularity, and celebrity. And we all at some point prayerfully, hopefully, begin our spiritual, religious, intellectual, if you will, walk in spirit with the purposes of having a more fulfilling life, a more fruitful life. Some of us at some level are searching for answers or understanding, reasoning, explanation for past hurts, pains, mysteries of our lives, and the trauma. Some of us grew up in religion and found ourselves needing something more and finding roadblocks within the religion. So we soul journeyed into our belief systems for clarity and understanding, only to find new roadblocks, new character defects, new issues to further challenge what we think we really know and understand. And this, for some, leads to a denial of spirituality and religion altogether. And that, in my opinion, is just as off balance. The ideal here is not to run, but to confront, in a healthy, wholesome, holistic, spiritual, universal way that is both truth, enlightening, but also enlightenment, but also empowerment. We must begin to mature in spirituality and religion as individuals and as a community. Long gone are the days of a great leader, a great prophet coming to save the nation, and the nation just does what they do. And all the responsibility is left on the leader, who ultimately, if he is in truth, is ultimately slaughtered or dehumanized in some way. Or if he is not the truth, is eventually uncovered in some way for being, you know, just who they are, and then people are left broken, not just to that leader, but to the concept, to the ideals, to the very nature of the religious teaching or practice behind that facade. There are those who are invested in your codependency. We are faced with new challenges, roadblocks, enemies, and jinn on a daily basis in our lives. How we confront each situation is the true testimony of character and spiritual fortitude. There are those who are invested in your codependency and you're remaining at the level you are at right now. The spirituality pimp, the vampire, the werewolf, shapeshifters, incubus, succubus within religion and spirituality, and so-called consciousness communities wear many masks and disguises and are adept at hiding their true identities. And they often come in what appeals to you the most. If I may borrow for just a moment, a part of the Christianized perceptions of the devil is that he was an angel created by God who was the most beautiful, who had the most communicative musical skills in many paths. He is aligned with Legba Ishu in many forms. Some of the Luciferians see him in his more deified persona, but operate under that name. And so he was at some point, according to their story, and again, I'm just using this for some clarity, it's not necessarily my belief, he was cast to earth and at some point intermingled with mankind, womankind, and birthed humanoid divine entities such as Ra, possibly Akhenaten, Nefertiti, in Kemet, ancient Egypt. The Greek gods and goddess like Hercules, who was part human and part divine. Excuse me. And so that inner working, that thinking pattern is often laced in many of the most popular, most practiced, most dominant world religions of today. But often these jinn and entity who I describe, who exist specifically to feed upon the spiritual and religious community, often mask in those disguises, in those things that most align themselves to what we think we are. I'm very tickled when I get the emails, and I don't mean the con and the fraud emails, but from people who really identify, and they begin, you know, my brother, Divine Prince in Christ, you know, because they've latched on to that part of my vibration that they most relate to, and they're in denial of everything else. And I'm not saying that that's good or bad. I'm just saying that that is what it is. And this is often the tunnel vision, the tunnel focus that lead many into a perilous destination in spirituality and religion, because we surrender our ability to reason. We surrender our ability to, and our access and right to self-empowerment, to becoming what and who we think our leaders are. And to again borrow from the Christian, your Christ said, greater works that I have done, ye shall do also. So for me, that needs no interpretation. There's nothing to play around with. That is so simplistic and on many levels. So we must stop putting all of our faith, all of our trust into Nuwabubian, into Islam, and understand, I'm not asking anybody to give up religion. So don't perpetrate that lie. I'm making it clear right now on tape. I am not advocating to do away with religion. I'm advocating that we readjust how we look at religion and spirituality, and that one of the benefits of that would be peace in our society. When we stop battling over people's religious choices and why they make them and what that means or doesn't mean about them. You know, I grew up in a church where, you know, praise the Lord was second to breathing. So if you learn the language, you know, you see Sister So-and-so out at the grocery store and praise the Lord, oh, this must be, you know, one of the brethren, you know, and we fall for it, hook, line, and sinker, and we do it in all the doctrines. You know, they do it in Ifa, they do it with Yoruba. Being fluent in Yoruba does not make you spiritual. I mean, come on, because you can speak the language, you know, and you got that down, and there are people who spend a lot of energy in understanding and speaking the ceremonies and the language. But all you've got to do is stand back for 5 minutes and look at what their needs are. Look at what they're asking for. Look at what they're projecting. And often it's not from a spiritual place. It's from a place of control. It's from a place of retribution. It's from a place of anger. And those are contrary to spiritual maturity. But the purposes and ultimate goals of the spiritual pimps and the vampires and these entities tend to the same vibration to remove you from your square and to cause sufficient distraction for you from your divine goals and journey. Just to place doubt. They don't have to put the crack pipe in your hand, the bottle back in your hand, you know, to convince you back into your old ways and your old life. All they have to do is get you to doubt. That's all. That's why we have to be very, very careful, very careful about what we talk about, who we talk about it with, how much time, effort, and energy do we spend talking about it, and what is that thing that we're spending time, effort, and energy talking about? Because truly, what you speak into creation manifests. It reverberates. And just because you think it and don't part your lips, it's already spoken. I want to make that clear. You know, the process of speaking begins in the mind. It begins in the mist, in that moisture, in that vapor of creation, before things fully come into clarity and manifestation, in that dreamland, in that intra-dimensional space. And the very conditioning in this culture operates to make this process much easier, excuse me, for the spirituality pimp. Let me digress for just a moment and give you another example. The talking heads now that are so popular, particularly Fox TV, which, you know, you can't even get Fox on my TV. I have it blocked. I've gone in there and blocked Fox. You can't even watch Fox on my TV if you want to. But, you know, the John Hannitys and all these people who seem to be fueling this energy, this hate, this racism, this Tea Party and all this other stuff, you know, and they play around with words. Well, you know, well, what is a racist? And, you know, well, what is, does this mean I'm a racist and does that, you know, and it's just a word game to really keep you distracted from what most world religious texts say is real, which is spirit. How else do you judge a man but by his spirit? You know, we can fix our mouths to say anything. You know, anyone can wrap a head, anyone can wear, you know, a certain type of dress or costume, you know, learn the language. It's like learning Spanish, French, you know, religious cultures have a language, and it's often in the greeting, which is why I'm very, very specific, if you've noticed, about my greetings, what I say, and how I respond. You know, I have a pet peeve about how are you. That's a very dangerous question for me. Most people who ask you that don't know you, your coworker, you know, your customer at the window at that moment. And it's second nature now to us because it's cultural. It's in our culture. We've been taught to do it. We've been taught, you know, it's polite. It's manners, you know. You didn't sleep with me last night, so you say good morning, you know, and then good morning turns into hey, how you doing, you know, what's up, to all these other questions which we say, which we ask, which we really don't want to know the answer to, or if we do, it's for some reason, often not to help you solve it, but to feed off of it in some way. So please don't take offense. When you say, well, how are you? How's it going? And I say, all is a blessing. It's a very specific reason for that. If I'm having a bad day, you don't need to know that. To what degree does it really help you? And to what degree can you help me? You know, and those things that are open to assistance, they have their way of getting out there and people stepping up. And if your eyes are open, it's truly spiritual. Because it's amazing to me who I run into when I need to run into them, who I see 10 years later, 15 years later, who I saw at some other period in my life. And I pay attention to the timing, what's going on. Sometimes people show up and it's a distraction. Come on now, you're on that path, you're ready to move forward, and then your ex shows up and all of a sudden he's found God and religion. And you're right back. In a matter of moments, you're right back to where you were. Trauma has a way of doing that. Post-traumatic stress disorder, one of the characteristics of that, and I think that can be applied to many people, not just people who've gone to war, but descendants of slaves, descendants of the civil rights movement, descendants of American terrorism, you know, have some level. Those who have been affected and exposed to drug abuse and addiction within the family, you know, it's a form of terrorism. It leaves a karmic scar, a mark. This is how jinn, ghosts, spirits, disembodied, are created, through energy, and typically through the energy that we don't want to address, that we don't look at, that we don't talk about, the dirty little secrets, the things that don't feed our ego, the things that we are not proud of, and we tuck those things. And I heard somewhere at some point in my life, you are only as sick as your secrets. Truly, you are only as sick as your secrets. Because often that's where the cancer truly festers. That's where the lie truly festers. Because it takes a lot to continue, to keep it hidden, to keep it, in a state of denial. It takes a lot of energy from you. Right now, I am, and you've heard me say this before, but right now, and it may too be a direct result of the Mercury retrograde, I have one or two clients who, no matter what I say, they are not going to look at things from a spiritual perspective. And it's so predictable. I've been working with them some time. They're not new. I mean, over months, one or two over years. And you learn to acknowledge, to recognize, to mentally note-take, and remember certain things which may, out of context, have absolutely no specific correlation at that moment. But then when you need to understand, it comes back to you. And this is often something that happens with people as they evolve spiritually, as your third eye opens, as your consciousness opens. You will literally wake up and things will be in your head you never thought before, or maybe you had thought of before, but you now have a profound understanding, a supernatural understanding, almost like a download of sorts. Particularly once I started working in the realm of crystal. My brother, Larry T. Harris, who's on my Facebook, he and I had a very powerful conversation this morning about the possibilities of alien contact with ancient culture and modern-day culture, and what some hypothesis could be, if that's true, with why we're even here, what's really going on. And we came down to this idea that this was a penal colony, that we were from somewhere else in the cosmos, not us, but, you know, our gene pool, and were brought here, you know, as a prison sort of thing. You can't get in, you can't get out, but through very, you know, specific, you know, measures. And then with the amount of just stuff that's going on, you know, right now on the planet. We were considering, you know, what would a higher evolved culture, species want with humans, particularly right now, you know, if they've watched 9/11, if they've watched, you know, us create technologies and chemicals and atom bombs and nuclear weapons that are killing the planet, what would they really want with us? And why would they be pleased? Why would they be happy with us at all on any level, you know, to introduce us to even greater power and understanding? Often when I share and try and teach with children, and you try and put things on a level that they can relate and understand, and of course we use fantasy, and I talk about having magical powers and magical gifts, and I try to get them to think in terms of God having that ability, God and Goddess having that ability to give us that great power, that great skill, that great gift. But why would they, if we are operating below the fourth chakra, you know, if we can't even love ourselves and each other, if we can't operate at the fifth and speak that love and that understanding into creation, into society, into our communities, if we can't see at the sixth chakra, at the third eye, from a spiritual perspective and understanding, why would they crown us at the seventh with anything greater, with any more powerful knowledge and information than that which we have as a society, as humanity, abused to some degree right now at this time? Why would they? I want to share a piece that I wrote in response to the destruction of our wetlands here in the Gulf and this great oil catastrophe. I posted it to my Facebook page, so some of you have already seen it. But I'm going to share it now live on the radio for those of you who may not. And it is called The Blood and Fluids of the Great Mother. The Blood and Fluids of the Great Mother. The Blood and Fluids of the Great Mother you have taken without reservation. You have siphoned the blood of the Great Mother to hemorrhage. The amniotic fluids of the Great Mother have now been contaminated. The life of future generations without thought negated. How long will she continue to endure this great violation and desecration, manipulation, and molestation? How long before she dominates and retaliates? Her anger tempered and calculated. She knows of a time when she will no longer be able to procreate and wonders, will her children ever get to a place of care for her the way she cared for we, to protect the way she protects for we, to provide for her the way she has always and continues to provide for we? Will we truly ever come to a place of respect and honor for her the way she has respect and honor for we? How much more must she take before we can see? When it rains, I know she blesses and weeps. for we. The blood and fluid of the Great Mother. And of course, it talks about in metaphor, the earth as a woman, as a mother, as a provider of life, creator of life, birther of life. Her blood, her fluids, the oil, the other resources we siphon from the planet as if it's unlimited, as if removing the blood of a human would not cause some complication, some dis-ease within the body. Her amniotic fluids, the water, which provides a great deal of the seafood that many Americans eat. Now, I know many of you are vegan and vegetarian, and I fully understand that, and I support utilizing this event as an opportunity to further teach about veganism and vegetarianism. But I also understand the value, the economic value, the cultural value that it has for us as Louisianians, dwellers of the coast, in tourism, in fishing, in recreation, in fresh water, in natural resources. We're also talking about killing animals, killing native plants, native roots, healing herbs of the field that bear seed. So this is not a Gulf problem. This is a national problem. This is a worldwide problem. This destruction of the Great Mother's environment, our environment, what I believe to be an extension of each and every one of us. I do apologize for the background noise. I'm suddenly getting a barrage of people from Facebook, so I am inviting them to please come and join us here on Blog Talk Radio each and every Wednesday at 7 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time. And again, I would like to remind you of our listen-in and call-in number. Greetings, Papa Say, divine peace and blessings. I'm sorry I missed your message. I'm here. I see you're here. We are honored that my temple elder and co-host, Papa Say, is now with us here in the chat room. Peace and blessings, joy and prosperity, respect and admiration to you, Papa Say. And, of course, his spiritual sons, myself, Zara Khan, Ogun Vincent, peace and blessings. Thank you for being with us here at Hoodoo Central and the Divine Prince live from New Orleans on Blog Talk Radio. Imani Sankofa, it's always a great honor and pleasure to have you present with us. Fire Witch, one of our faithful community members, and At Peace 71, peace and blessings, joy and prosperity, and our special guest 5019, thank you for being with us. Please do feel free, if you wish, to sign up with Walk Talk Radio and join us. Let us come to know you as something other than a number, but at any rate, we are honored by your presence. You could definitely be anywhere else right now, on the internet or within your own life, and you've chosen to visit, and we greatly appreciate that. Flash your light to see. We greatly appreciate you bringing your light and your illumination here to the room this evening. We greatly honor and appreciate you taking your time out to do to be with us here at Hoodoo Central and the Divine Prince live from New Orleans on Blog Talk Radio. Yes, Imani Sankofa, it's a bad situation, and that's one of my concerns, is that if they do not remove this oil in a timely manner, hurricane season is vastly approaching. We are already experiencing a very humid, moist summer. It's going to be hot this year, and not to alarm anyone, but I've already seen visions of the storm. So too have the Queen Mother, and she believes that there will be a breach in the Lake Pontchartrain levee, and it will not be storm-related. And the only thing we can imagine would be something like an earthquake that would cause that level of breach to the lake. So we're definitely in prayer and ritual and preparation, which I implore all so-called religious people to do. Don't just pray for me, prepare for me as I prepare for you. During Hurricane Katrina, many of my neighbors came to my house. They knew because of my religious practice that I had cases of seven-day candles at my house. They knew I had oil for the lamps at my house, and they knew. But I also had things that I don't typically utilize. I had meat. I had fish. And, of course, once we lost power, you know, it became a party. We had to cook that food and share that food. But what I'm suggesting symbolically is that we need to take our so-called spirituality to another level. Whatever that is, whatever you think it is that you believe and that you understand, it's just not about you and yours. It's just not about I'm going to do for mine. Y'all better get yours. You know, there are going to be many Christians who are going to be really, really, really disappointed, I believe, when they get before the Creator, because he will say, depart from me. You know, I know ye not, you idolatrous, selfish, centered, hateful person, you. You know, you denied your brother. You denied your neighbor because they didn't believe your religion, because they didn't coalesce to your specific belief system. And I don't believe that that is the purpose, the destination, the journey of religion and spirituality for any of them. I don't care which one you are practicing and choose to practice. There's this thing with Ifa, Santeria, Lakomi, Yoruba. Who are your godparents? You know, once they don't get that answer, or they don't get it the way they think they should get it, they're done. There's like no communication there. I know some Jehovah Witnesses in my family. I have some religious folk in my family right now who, you know, they're connected. They don't speak. They don't say peace and blessings. They don't say God bless you. You know, none of that. There was a time in my youth, in my spiritual immaturity, that was very alarming to me. But now I see it as opportunities to truly see where people are spiritually and then realign me and question me, because ultimately I don't want to be anything that's going to impede my ability to manifest great power when I need to. So I'm a one who believes in the confrontation. I'd rather go through, I'd rather confront than deny and have to have it come back and haunt me at some later cycle in my life, particularly at a time when, you know, you may be in a place where you think you're doing better, and then wham, you're hit with the past. You're hit with what you are in denial of. You're hit with your own dirty secret. You're hit with your own spiritual immaturity. And it can be quite devastating. I want to also take this time to remind you of my website, available virtually, universally, cosmically, spiritually, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and 360 degrees of power, manifestation, and overstanding. I offer what is rare in the land of spirituality and religion. Your pastor doesn't offer it. Your bishop doesn't offer it. Your favorite psychic doesn't offer it. But the Divine Prince offers a guarantee. Again, my website is www.houseofthedivineprince.com, where I specialize in doing battle, tried and proven anointed answers and powerful results. I have the comments and the 5-star ratings to back it up. Those comments are provided by people who have utilized my services. You cannot leave a star or rating or comment without having utilized the services. So these are the satisfied or not so satisfied customer. It just so happens that I have a rare dissatisfied customer. And typically it is because they are not ready to let go of their stuff. Just give me what I want, fix it. I don't want to have to do anything. I don't want to have to surrender. I don't want to have to go within. I don't want to have to cleanse. Just fix it. And those people tend not to be satisfied in the long run. So please do not be fooled by any imitators. I am receiving direct calls and requests via my cell phone now here in New Orleans. So please take note of the number. It is located on the website. However, all requests must be accompanied by a prepaid invoice via PayPal, MoneyGram, or some other form. And believe it or not, I am not hardline on what the donation is. I just request a donation. I do operate a working temple. It is within my living space. I share it with deity. I live in a third of the space. The rest of the space is the temple. I have 9 working altars that are constantly aglow, that are constantly being fed, that are constantly being anointed, where I do all manner of spiritual work, both here locally in New Orleans, but also internationally, remotely, via the internet and the phone. So I get something like 300 emails a day and a lot of calls, which often turn out to just be people who just want to talk. And the social network forums are great for people who just want to talk. Okay, but if you're really, really looking for response, answer, manifestation from spirit, do please feel free to contact me. I am here for you 24/7, 365 days a year. I'm offering consultation blocks of 20 minutes for my Blog Talk Radio listening audience, as Papa Say has been offering to you for a limited time only. And again, I am available to accept MasterCard, Visa, PayPal, MoneyGram, Western Union. Just be honest and forthcoming, and I will assist you to the best of my ability. And if you do have a more urgent need or request, both Papa Say and I, as well as Hoodoo Central and the House of the Divine Prince, have 800 numbers, 1-800 numbers, that I have listed on my website. On the first page, towards the middle of my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com, where you can access me, as well as Papa Say and Papa Say's Hoodoo Central group, as well as our other virtual temple groups, Divine Joy and Prosperities, Divine Revelations, Divine Love and Relationships, Divine Manifestation, House of Divine Prince, Divine Intervention, We Are True Friends, and Hoodoo Central 24 hours a day, where you will find highly qualified spiritual and religious practitioners of Pan-African and world religious traditions of every type and endeavor. We even have Spanish speakers. We have those who speak Arabic languages, within our groups. So just venture and explore and enjoy your services. And remember that when you comment and rate on any of the other practitioners within any of our groups, I will humbly offer you free time with the Divine Prince. So please do visit my website. Also know I offer 24-hour psychic television on my website. I offer an archived radio player of my pre-recorded or past recorded shows on my website. I have a store on the second page of my website, Neter Hetor, which is Kemetic or ancient Egyptian for House of the Divine Prince, where I offer black soap, shea butter, incense, body oil, books, CDs from reggae to jazz to world to R&B, various products of interest, how to grow herbs, herb books, herb supplies for growing herbs indoors as well as outdoors in your yard. I offer books authored by both my mother and my younger sister, Wapani Savage. I offer many, many interesting products there on my website. And my website has 7 pages, so please do take the time to visit, support me and the House of the Divine Prince as well as Hoodoo Central by visiting. I even have drumming CDs, ritual CDs from Haitian voodoo to Ifa to Yoruba, the Voyeur series, the Explorers series, African tribal music and dance, Jolly Kunda, all at my website. I have crystal deodorant, black soap, shea butter in various forms. I even have some African art and supplies when it is available on the site. Books, just a large grouping of things that interest me as well as those who enjoy the show and those who have similar interests. So I often change some. I add things when requested. When my friends and family write books or produce products, I try and market those things. And I have now added the Queen's Chamber and the King's Chamber to the website. So please do, at your leisure, check that out for me. And we would greatly appreciate that. The Goddess Rec, thank you so much for being with us. We still love you and support you and respect you. We understand that sometimes Spirit has you doing other things, but you're here now. And we greatly appreciate your presence. African Alchemist, thank you so much for being present with us. Truly, we understand that you could be anywhere else right now. And we appreciate your stopping by to be with the Divine Prince live from New Orleans and Papa Say and Hoodoo Central here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to take just a quick break, and then I'm going to come back with more of the show topic. I'm also open right now on the phone lines if you do have indeed a question or comment. Area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. And remember to press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue who does have a question or comment. And when we return, I will share more with you about how to recognize the spirituality pimp, the vampire and werewolf, the shapeshifters, the incubus, succubus, and those within the so-called conscious community whose only purpose is to bring doubt, confusion, and not clarity and spiritual evolution. So I will be with you. I will be forward momentarily. Thank you so much for being present with us. Divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. Ashe. divine peace and blessings. Before I proceed, I want to again take the time to welcome each and every one of you to our phone lines, area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. We have two lines still available. I want to thank 661 area code and 813 area code for being with us tonight. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your schedule to listen in. And do remember, if you do have a question or comment, just press the number 1 on your telephone and you will light up red here on my switchboard, and then I will know to come and address your question, comment, and concern. So again, our telephone listen-in and call-in number live every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time, is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967, where you will be able to listen and remain muted until you press the number 1 on your telephone keypad, and that will allow me to then address you. I also want to, I'm not going to do all my sponsors tonight, but I want to do one honorable mention, and that would be Earth Odyssey. Earth Odyssey at 306 Chartres Street, 306 Chartres Street. Earth Odyssey, where Joy Sakar is a proprietor and Philip Landry is the gemstone consultant. And they are located in the historic and legendary and highly haunted and spooky French Quarter. Their phone number is area code 504-581-1348, 504-581-1348. I put in a request with Joy to locate me some new quartz crystal wands, just single points with a perfected point on one end. And they're typically kind of rough and broken on the other end because they grow collectively like a group out of a cluster, and they typically share a common base. You have what are called twins that also typically grow in that manner, and they still share a common ground. So you'll have two points, but they will be connected at the base and kind of broken or rough-edged, almost as if you broke off a ice cube, not an ice cube, but an icicle. Those of you who get ice and snow, it has that same kind of roughness to that end, but the other end, it typically has six sides to it and a perfected point. And I utilize these light rods, as you will, in my healing as well as in meditation and remote spiritual work. They come in a receiving variety, which typically has one of the six windows that is slightly larger than the others to allow for receiving messages and energy. And then there is a projector form or a male form to that female form, which has the six windowed sides, but they typically tend to be almost similar in size, equal in size, and have a more pronounced point for projecting energy away. So I will hold a receiver in my left hand for that right brain energy, and I will hold a projector in my right hand for that left brain energy, and this will allow for heightened and greater connectivity over distance and doing remote healing and reading and spiritual work, but in also in drawing unto you that which is beneficial and necessary, and projecting away that which is no longer useful or beneficial. And I'm a little uncomfortable in saying that which is negative or unnecessary, because it can be reincorporated into creation and utilized for something good somewhere else. And we as humanoids are not omnipresent, omnipotent, so we often cannot see Alpha and Omega. We just know what within that moment is good or not good for us. And I put in this request, and Joy came back with this, the most beautiful, wonderful, powerful pieces. There were four of them, and of course I had to have all four, of about 3 to 4 inches in length, and about the diameter of a good-sized dill pickle. Those of you from the neighborhood, you know, you go into the corner store and they get the big old jar up on the counter with the dill pickle floating in the vinegar. Down here, there's other seasoning spices and hot peppers in the vinegar, you know, to give it flavor. Well, these are about that size. So they're really good-sized pieces, powerful pieces. Two of them are twinned, again, meaning that they have two separate terminations but share a common base. And twins are great for facilitating communication between two persons, places, or things. They're good in relationship work for working with two partners and bringing that energy together. Then she brought me a projector, which is similar to the receiver, but it generally vibrates and sends energy out as well as bringing it in. And she brought a self-healed point, which has the projector on the end, but the broken off end. How do I explain a self-healed on the radio? It will have a smoothed, shiny-like appearance to the rough end, where you can actually see that it had begun the process of terminating, smoothing out that broken off end. And at some point in its evolution, it will create a perfected, refined point as the other more developed end. And when that happens, those are called double terminators, where you have a perfect point on both ends of the crystal. And, of course, they are master crystals for sending and receiving. And that fourth piece she sent me is what's called a manifester. It is shaped like a receiving crystal, with the one end having the six-pointed side, but that one window being a little larger than the other five to allow for that receiving of information and energy. But it also has babies, for lack of a better word. Some of them double terminated, some of them single terminated, all over the body. Some of them are completely developed, but within the mother crystal. So they can't be felt from the outside, but you can see them completely terminated, six-pointed on both ends, completely fully developed, but completely encased inside the stone. And, of course, manifestors are great for heightening the vibration of prayers and petition and request and any remote spiritual work, allowing for a greater level of manifestation here at this time on the earth plane and in our present level of existence. But staying on topic, the spiritual vampire will come in many guises, and they will always, almost always be draining, distracting. And they will come at the time either when you are at your weakest or when you are at your strength. So never think that you are in a place where this type of spiritual battle will not be occurring. On the contrary, as you grow and as you develop, particularly those of you, Papa Say, Ogun Vincent, who are practitioners, you will forever be in spiritual battle. And this is why we must have a clear schedule of cleansing, purification, separating ourselves so that we can rebalance, recharge, and remove a lot of this energy that is so attached to us and through us, through our spiritual work. The vampire will always come when you are talking about something negative. They want to hear the bad things that are going on. They want to hear that your man is not treating you right, that you're stepping out on your woman, and they get a certain glee with that. And a great test is to flip the script. Just one day, just Just talk about the positive. And often they will become very irritated. Very irritated. And I learned this from my evangelical mother. In her own language, you know, you just talk about Jesus and you'll really find out where people are spiritually. There was a time I had codependent patterns and I had friends around me that, you know, they wanted to know I was unhappy. They wanted to know I was not fitting in, that I was feeling out of sorts with society, which is a natural process of consciousness and evolution. You begin to change your scenery. You begin to change what you're eating. You begin to change what you wear. And one of the immediate and original signs of uncomfortability with those around you will be those little comments. Well, why are you doing that to your hair? Or how do you live without meat? You know, or anything other than, wow, that's powerful. I couldn't do that, but God bless you. You know, anything other than being supportive, that is a warning flag of the spiritual vampire. The werewolf lives in anger. And unfortunately right now I'm seeing a lot of that with the so-called hip-hop / armchair revolutionary crowd. They have mastered anger. But anger is a weakness when it is a distraction to spiritual evolution, to growth, to finding solutions. At some point, you have to move forward with the solutions, whether it is within your own life or the movement or the community or whatever your focus of interest in. And you can only spend but so much time and energy battling the negative. And again, this is another sign of the werewolf. The Sean Hannity's and the these hateful teabaggers and right wing Republicans who claim they stand on the premise of godliness and Christianity, which is laughable at the heat and the venom that is projected from them and the racism that is projected from them. But it's also by conscious design. It is a distraction. Anger is a distraction. It's very easy to get into an argument over the Bible. It's very easy to get into an argument over the Quran, over any book, over any philosophy, any teaching. It takes much more spiritual fortitude to understand. And understanding is not always about agreement. Sometimes it's just listening to the other point of view to find better clarity within your own point of view. But you cannot isolate yourself and rope yourself off within your own understanding and think that you are growing, maturing spiritually, or living in any real place of balance and spiritual growth and fortitude, which leads to other manifestations of jinn and vampire and entity, which only exist to bring the next person down or to that person's level, present level of understanding and comfortability. Before I run out of time, I also want to talk about the incubus and the succubus. There are those in the spirituality and religion and consciousness community who have taken on Nuwabubian, Islam, Rastafari, whatever it is, just to meet the next sex partner. It's really not about true consciousness. It's about speaking the language. And you know, the brother steps, you know, and he's speaking fluent Arabic or fluent something or another, and he knows the authors and he knows the books. And some sisters, you know, come on now, I'm just telling the truth. You're wet behind that. I mean, your hormones are raging. Oh, this is the king right here. and you jump on that bandwagon. And being on the internet now over 5 years, the social networking sites give you the great opportunity to see that, because I've seen the new sister come on and she takes to that brother that interests her, and before you know it, you know, he's a Muslim, so now she's wrapped, she's veiled, you know, he's Duwabian, so, you know, now she's Sekhmet somebody, and, you know, she's got all the pictures and all the color and all the flash, and the minute he disappoints her, she's deleted her profile, or she's moved on to the next thing, and that is not a true spiritual path. That is a perpetration of a spiritual path for both the woman who now feels victimized and the guy or the perpetrator, because they come in male and female, who put on the guise of your belief. And Christians are best at it because we know the most about Christianity. It's a Bible everywhere, you know, it's a gospel radio station everywhere, you know, to surrender to that culture and ingrain yourself in that culture for the sole purpose, Jen, succubus and incubus activity is very easy and very common. There's a reason there's an overwhelming number of women in church than men. There's a reason there's an overwhelming number of men attracted to Islam than women. There's a reason for it. And we have to grow spiritually and get to a place where we can not stand in judgment, but stand in observation before we play our chess piece, before we decide, before we make a judgment. I am alarmed at the number of brethren who find me online and they love what I'm saying, and they, you know, they see what I'm posting, and I'm God and all this stuff. And then somebody pulls their coattail. Oh, did you know that he was a homosexual? You know, and now I'm the enemy. You know, I haven't posted nothing on my page. Ain't nobody naked on my page. I'm not talking about, you know, I've been celibate 15 years, okay? So living a lifestyle is very relevant. That's why I'm very, you know, alarmed at those who try and influence you into thinking that being gay is a lifestyle, because it is not. There's a lifestyle that comes with it, just like there's a lifestyle that comes with being a thug, just like there's a lifestyle that comes with being a churchgoer, you know. And again, it's just a costume. And many brethren now, you know, I'm going to tell it like it is, they got the costuming down. You know, it's not the overt homosexual you need to be worried about. It's that DL lying, perpetrating brother you laying down in bed with every night, having kids with every night, who has missing time that you can't explain that you need to be worried about. You know, we've got it twisted. It's not truth you need to fear. It's deception you need to fear. It's secrecy we need to fear and put a light on and showcase. That will blow the lid off a lot of this type of vampirism within our community. You know, the so-called heterosexual-looking pedophile survives in many of our communities because they got the look down. They got the church thing down. They got the language down. They got that the dress down, that thing that we have bought into as acceptable, to the point that we don't think. You know, we don't look beneath the surface. We don't hear what people are really saying to us when they're talking to us. You know, we often don't give it a chance. You know, many of us are so obsessed with the relationship. You know, as soon as it looks anything like what we think has some potential, we shut down. You know, there's something in the chemical, in the hormonal makeup that makes you shut down. your ability to see things as they truly are. But I'm going to continue this topic next week because there's much, much more to cover. There are many more characters within this play of Jin that need to be called out, that need to be identified. I have about 60 seconds, so please do join Papa Say every Sunday, 3 p.m., U.S. Central Standard Time here on Block Talk Radio. Join Divine Prince every Wednesday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time here on Block Talk Radio, and visit my website 24/7, 365 days a year, 360 degrees of power and understanding, and I specialize in results at www.houseofthedivineprince.com. Until next week, divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. Keep your eyes open, your ears open, and your mouth closed, and you just might learn something. Divine peace and blessings. Ashe.
The victim of the system.